service is more important. See? More important. I often say young, to young people, I would like to see you come on time. And if you do not like my preaching, you after worship say you leave. I wouldn't care. I wouldn't blame you. Because the important thing is you come to worship the Lord. Lord has done so much for us. And this is only time, 7 days, only time. In fact, about half an hour. We give glory. We praise Him. We give thanksgiving and glory to Him. Yet our Lord, nowadays, majority of the churches do not know that. So Lord did nothing. Poor Lord. He has done so much for us. And He did nothing from us. So may God help us. First thing, as a little prophet, we have to learn is how to worship our Lord with proper manner, heart, and know-how, what kind of attitude. For this reason, I often say, every Lord's Day morning, you come to the Lord, dress up as much as possible. Because you come to worship the Lord. If you just come to listen to my preaching, yes. All right. No matter what kind of clothes you put on. But Sunday morning, you come to worship your Lord. He has done so much for you. You should know better how to dress yourself in order appropriate worship will be presented by you. So may God help us, brothers and sisters. Every Lord's morning, we come to worship the Lord. And this you have to learn. Learn. You find out so many times why the psalmist, the Holy Spirit, inspired the psalmist to mention, teach me statutes. He realized it is not so easy for a person to realize the importance of worshiping the Lord. Probably we would never realize as a little prophet, we are going to learn and to teach others what is the first thing. And Bible tells us this is the first thing. So let us learn how to worship our Lord with proper manner, with spiritual attitude. Now, I think this, to today's lesson, really, if you, brother, sister, will give me 3 hours, I can finish here. Now, we have no choice. We have to come to the second point. Now, not only a prophet, Bible tells us we are what? We are priest. You know? Priest. Now, look at the passage we read. First Peter 2, 5 and 9. Quite often, we think as a priest, we just pray for others. Yes, this is an important job as a priest should do. But quite often, we neglect another responsibility as for the priest in the Bible. Now, let us read these two verses. 5 tells us, who are, chapter 2, 5, you also, a living stone, are being built up a spiritual house for a holy priesthood, to offer up a spiritual sacrifice, accepted to God through Jesus Christ. Now this, you understand, referring to our prayer. As a priest, he had a responsibility to pray for the people of Israelites. You know, on body of a priest, he always carried the 12 tribes' name. What that means? That just means he has a responsibility towards the 12 tribes. Samuel, you know, he was a special fellow, really. You know, although during the dispensation of the law, these three offices divided, but he was the winner. At the beginning, he was the one had still had three offices upon him. He was almost like a king, and he judged people. He judged the people, and he predicted, he spoke for the Lord, and he offered sacrifice. Have you seen? He said, when sinners, he said, I do not want to offend against God if I'm going to forget to pray for you people. So as a priest, Quentin, we should practice praying for others. And I know, brothers and sisters, in our own nature, just does not like it. That is something very strange. Once I spoke in Hong Kong, a wealthy lady came up after my preaching. He said, "You know, Mr. Lin, what you preach is really true. Quite often I would spend 3 or 4 days to prepare a good meal for my friend, but I would not like to spend 3 minutes to pray for them." Now this is our attitude. Please remember that our own nature has enmity against God. We do not want to pray for others, but please remember, you are a little priest, and you have to develop your priesthood. How are you going to develop it? Pray for others. Pray for others. This is one thing. Now, second thing, as I often say, that we often forget about as the duty of a priest in verse 9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that you may what? Proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Here tells us something as a priest should speak out. Speak out what? The excellencies of our Lord Jesus Christ. What kind of excellencies? About His glory in heaven? Or about His marvelous doing in the world? Yes, sometimes we will tell people this way. But here, the excellence of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. You are witness. That is the kind of as excellence of Him. Have you seen the excellencies of Him upon you? I mean, so many dark people or lost people, you were the one chosen. You were the one chosen. And you realize after you have been chosen how much God has done for you. And all these things are counted as excellency of Him. However, we would neglect them. Isn't that true? Please remember, the experience of your being saved is kind of excellency of Him. And we should always tell people that is the duty as a priest. In Old Testament tells us, priests has had two responsibilities. One, offer sacrifice. Pray for people. That means to be a middleman between God and the people of Israel. Another thing is going to teach people. Teach people what? God's law. Now something like, you might say, well, this kind of similar as the prophet. Well, the difference between prophets teaching, prophetic teaching, and priestly teaching is priestly teaching always depending on the law, on what God has written down. But prophetic teaching was a little different, broader than priestly teaching. Now, however, this kind of teaching is very important. Do you know, in the Bible tells us, sometimes they even organize a team and went to different cities to stay there for a few days, teach the people there, then move to another city to teach another group of people. Now look at this. This is very easy to find. 2 Chronicles 17:9. At that time, the situation of the kingdom of Judah, they dim. So the king sent them out to preach and through their teaching, the whole nation was revived. And they taught in Judah. Now, who were they? Verse 7 and verse 8 tells us those people. They taught in Judah, having the book of the law of the Lord with him. And they went throughout all the cities of Judah and taught among the people. Now the dread of the Lord, fear of the Lord, really, was on all the kingdom of land which were around Judah, so that they did not make war against Jehoshaphat. Now, dread of the Lord, really fear of the Lord. What does the fear of the Lord in the Bible mean? Just we are afraid what we are doing will not please the Lord. That just means fear of the Lord in the Bible. It does not mean we have to tremble before the Lord. So I do not want to do anything. I want to say anything. I want to have any kind of attitude which will make my dear Lord displeased. That's the attitude. In other words, fear of the Lord is really a kind of negative expression of pleasing the Lord. In the New Testament, they seldom say fear of the Lord, but in New Testament, more talking about pleasing the Lord, pleasing the Lord. If you love the Lord, certainly you would like to please him. And if you try to please him, that just means you are fear of the Lord. We are afraid that something will make him unhappy. We would like, he is so good to me, and he has done so much to me. How can I make him unhappy? Unless I really have no heart. So this means here, now, how can make people to be this way? Need teach. Who's teach? Priests teach. So as a priest, let us remember, teaching job, in other words, not only prophet training should take care of, even priestly training should take care of. This is why we emphasize on Sunday school a lot. Sometimes you people think, why you people emphasize? Even some other church, they do not know, see? So they think, why you people emphasize Sunday school so much? If they know Christians' status, if they know what God is expecting us to do, they wouldn't have such kind of attitude. Praise the Lord, so we keep on. And all Sunday school teachers, please remember, you are teaching them, and remember what we have read from Matthew. Not only teach them, you yourself should observe it. If you observe it, you do it yourself and teach people, this kind of people will count it as great in the kingdom of God. Alright, third point, talking about king. Now, in the Bible, do you remember quite a few passages tells us we have to fight a battle. For what we have to fight a battle? That is exactly the training of a king. I often think of a British prince. Last time, he was in a battle when the British tried to restore the independence of those two little islands. And he was in the battle. Now, that is exactly what the Bible wants us to do. We want to be king, yes. But we have to be trained. How are we going to be trained? Just to stay in Paris and tell yourself, you won't be a good king. You have to go out to fight. So the Bible tells us quite a few fighting. Not only fight, but at the same time, we should exercise our power upon ourselves. We should exercise our power in church, and we also should exercise our power in the world. In the world. Now, if you want to fight, I give you some references. I can only give you references, okay? Fight with yourself. 1 Corinthians 9:27. Fight for others. Colossians 1:28-29. Probably better for you just jot down the reference. That is for fighting for others in teaching others. The last two words in Chinese Bible is really the word fighting. Now then, fighting for others in prayer, Colossians 4:12. Then fighting for your own godly life. 1 Timothy 4:10. And fight for your faith. 1 Timothy 6:12. Then you will realize why Paul says such thing in 2 Timothy 4:7. He says, "The crown of righteousness is waiting for me." Why? Because he has fought a good fight. Now, as a little king, so please remember, Lord wants us to train our kingship through our fighting. In other words, if now we will be able to reign over us, over ourselves, then one day we will be qualified to reign with him. In other words, if anything within you, you sense you just cannot control yourself, you just sense you cannot overcome yourself, please remember, you defeated already. You said, "Well, as human beings, how much can I do?" Yes, I know that. You cannot do, I cannot do. But where is your Lord? Your Lord? You mean your Lord is dead? Is he resurrected or not? Is he living or not? If he is living, why you do not come to him? Ask him to help you. That just means you are willing to be defeated. Certainly you will be defeated. And all defeated. Now if we defeated, how can we reign with Christ? Revelation chapter 2, 3 tells again and again, only overcomers. What does it mean, overcomers? That means you are able to overcome yourself, to overcome your own weakness, your ignorance. Yes, you cannot, I cannot, but Lord can. He is there. May God have mercy upon us. Many times, although we won't deny Lord, the Lord is dead, but our attitude towards the Lord, our Lord is dead. Is that awful? How sad he is. We treat him as a dead Lord, not a living Lord. May God help us. We are little kings. And little kings has to be trained. Trained what? Through a battle before us. So by God's grace, anything happen to us, we should say, by God's grace, no matter what happens, I'm going to overcome you. You will find us. You will. You will. Many times we give him, "Oh, what can I do? Oh, well, human beings just this way." Yes, human beings are this way, but your Lord is not this way. He is the living Lord. He is waiting to help you. He loves you. He extends God's love in him to you. Have you seen how much he loves you? So he told us he loves those whom he loved. He will love them to the end. To the end. May God have mercy upon us. Many times we look down upon ourselves and we do not want Lord to help us. Our Lord is waiting to help us. He is training us to be king in order in his kingdom we will be able to reign with him. Brothers and sisters, you are little king, a little prophet, little priest. Please train yourself to develop God's gift upon you in order when our Lord comes back, he will find out you are good and faithful servants. Let us pray. Brothers and sisters, would you talk to the Lord? "Lord, I'm here. I'm willing to be trained by thee. Help me to know how to train myself to be a prophet, to be a priest, and even to be a king." Will you please pray to the Lord yourself? Lord is able. If you have willingness, he can help you. If you have no willingness, even he wants to help you. You shut the door for him. How can he help you? He is willing to help you. Otherwise, he will not save you. He saved you with a purpose. You will be able to reign with him in the kingdom. You will become a normal prophet, priest, and king. So thank him for his goodness to you. And thank him beforehand for his faithfulness. Since he saved you, certainly he will accomplish what he has done, what he has begun within us. Let us have such kind of confidence in him. Pray to your dear Lord yourself, please. Dear Lord, our God, thou hast our brothers' voice from their hearts. They want to be trained. They do not want to let thee down. They want to fulfill thy desire. O Lord, our God, this is only what we can help. We give thee our willingness. Lord, train us. Train us according to thy way. Train us according to what thou hast prepared for us before foundation. We are willing to follow thee, Lord. We are willing to accept thy training. Then we praise thee, since thou hast begun the good work upon us. We believe, Lord, it will get done. Then we praise thee. Then we praise thee. Bless our brothers and sisters as we are going back home. Let us always realize, whether today or tomorrow or next week, let us realize, thou art training us to be a good prophet, to be a good priest, and to be a good king. So help us to realize the importance of pay attention to thy kingdom. O Lord our God, what thou art doing now, all for thy coming kingdom. Help us make the same kind of goal as for our life. Whatever we are doing now, for thy kingdom. And we really hope, O Lord our God, how we wish thy kingdom would come right away. This is our hope, this is our joy, and this is our glory. O Lord our God, as long as thou art still tarrying, help us to be faithful, Lord, to be faithful until the day we will see thee. Bless us. We are thine. We know thou art going to bless us even more than ever before, for thou lovest us. Send thee, praise thee. We ask these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.